Good morning and welcome to our worship this morning. We're glad you're here. Glad to welcome also our visitors online. Would remind you that if you are online that we will be celebrating communion later in this service, and we invite you to get your elements ready at home there so that you can celebrate communion with us. The deadline for ordering a poinsettia for our Christmas service is tomorrow at noon. So please get your order forms in. If you need one, there are some on the table in the narthex as well. If you've been following our Wednesday Vespers service, you know that we've been doing the Gravedigger series. Because of the Thanksgiving service this past Wednesday, it had to move. And so the final of the Gravedigger series will be presented tonight at 7 o'clock online. So you can see that online at 7. This coming Wednesday, we move to Advent Vespers, and that is again Wednesday night at 7 o'clock online. So please join us online for that one as well. Jim, you want to talk about your new toy?
Yeah, I do. As they say, the difference between a man and a boy is the price of his toy. And so I have a new toy, and the good news is we didn't have to pay for that new toy. It is because of the generosity of Bonnie Lowe. This is her dad's piano. It will become hers at one time in the future. She has a place for it, so we graciously provided her space for her piano for an indefinite period of time. So we are appreciative of this beautiful Yamaha. I would also like to introduce our newest choral scholar. I introduced one of not too long ago, but he's had an opportunity. And so he'll be moving to New York City. And so we are very, very fortunate to welcome Josh Franklin with us today. So thank you so much for being with us.
You know, this having two services allows us in some ways to have a dress rehearsal. Followed by then the real thing. And I'm doing that to let you know that what none of us thought about this week as we prepared this service is that when we go into Advent, it's inappropriate to do our hymn of praise. So if you have a bulletin, you'll notice on page 5 the hymn of praise, because we didn't think about that until this morning. And so the hymn of praise there will be omitted. We'll go straight from the Kyrie to the prayer of the day. Okay. Vicar Amanda, you need to talk.
Yes. Yes, I do.
So much for that dress rehearsal.
So, good morning, everyone. It's so good to see all of you and so good to have all of our friends online as well. I want to thank everyone for their generosity. We have had a lot of different outreach projects going on lately, and you all are amazing. So for the Williamsburg Christmas party, we've been collecting items for the bags for the children since we aren't able to actually have the party. And so thank you for all the donations. If you have signed up for a donation and still haven't brought it, I'm packing bags tomorrow. So if you can bring those today or tomorrow before 7 p.m., that would be great. Also, the Giving Tree has been going, and the due date for those packages is December 13th. And so you have a little bit more time on those. But thank you all for all of your generosity and making Christmas special for the kids at Williamsburg and also kids in our own area as well. I think those are all the things that I had to say, Pastor Gary, unless there's something else that you're forgetting.
No, but I'm going to wax eloquent here.
Okay.
Because you talked about the due date, and I thought, our church is pregnant with generosity and love.
Oh. Wow, it's getting deep in here. Poor Nan.
Well, seeing as how I clearly need forgiveness, let's please rise as we prepare for worship with our confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who comes to wake us from sleep, who leads us into the light of grace.
Amen.
Let us prepare the way of the Lord by confessing our sin against God and neighbor. God of all time. We confess that we have not prepared for your merciful reign among us. We ignore our neighbors in need and fail in the labor of justice and peace. In your mercy, forgive us. Grant us wisdom to welcome your light and to seek the things that will endure until Christ comes again in glory. Amen. Comfort, O comfort my people, said your God. In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven and all things are made new. Rejoice in this good news. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, awaken us to the threatening dangers of our sins and keep us blameless until the coming of your new day. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and would the children please come forward. Hey, Charlotte and Jordan and all the friends at home, look what I have. You know what this is? What?
A present.
What kind of present? A Christmas present. You're right. You can tell with all the trees all over. What do you think's in here?
Stars?
Yeah. What do you think is in here? You don't know. You think
something in there. Don't you want to know what it is? That's too bad, because somebody gave this to me, and you know what they said? They said the worst thing possible to me. They said, here's a present for you, but you can't open it until Christmas. Oh, that's terrible, isn't it? I have to sit there and wait till Christmas to open this up. That's a long time away. What am I going to do? Open it.
No, I can't do that. If they don't want me to open it yet, I can't open it. But there's something in there, and I'm wondering what it is. It makes a noise. And so I'm waiting and waiting and waiting, and I'm wondering, and the longer I wonder, it makes me want to open it even more. Yeah, but I can't open it yet. And that's kind of like what we're doing right now. Today is the first Sunday of something we call Advent. You might notice one of the candles on the wreath over here is lit. See that blue, with the blue candles right up here? And that means in 4 weeks it's time for Christmas. And we're waiting on the best present of all, because at Christmas, who comes? Santa Claus does, but guess who else comes? Jesus. Jesus is born, it's his birthday, and that's why Santa Claus comes, is because of Jesus. And so we're celebrating Jesus, and that's going to be the present, the best present of all that we're going to get on Christmas. But we have 4 weeks to wait. We're going to be waiting and waiting. It's going to seem like a long time, like we've got a present right here we can't open. But it's coming. And so that's what we're thinking about today. Yes, ma'am? When it snows, Santa Claus comes. We got to be nice, yes. And I hope it might snow. But the good news for us is whether it snows or not, Santa Claus comes. And no matter what, Jesus is coming to be among us and to live here and to tell us about his love for us and God's love for us. And that's what we're thinking about today. So can we have a prayer? Dear Jesus, thank you for loving us. And in this time, help us to wait and to look forward to celebrating your birth. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord.
Our reading today is from Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence. Fire kindles brushwood, and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways, but you were angry and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hands of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. You are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 13th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "In those days after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening or at midnight or at the cockcrow or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all. Keep awake." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Happy New Year! Oh, come on. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
There we go. It is the first day of Advent. Like Pastor Gary was talking about with the kids, we have our Advent wreath and the first candle is lit. It's a new season and it's a new church year. It ushers in a time of waiting and anticipation. We begin the long wait for the birth of Christ, for the incarnation, for God made flesh living among us. In this unprecedented year, I am curious about how we will look for God in this Advent season. But I'm also wondering where we will look for God's presence. Our scripture for today gives us words to show us how we should be. Keep alert. Keep awake. It kind of reminds me of a song. At camp, counselors and staff would sing at camp this song, "I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic." Does anybody know that song? Yeah, Kayla does. "I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic. I'm alive, awake, alert. I'm alert, awake, alive. I'm alive, awake, alert, enthusiastic." You guys are lucky that we have to wear masks and not sing, or else I'd have everybody singing with me. You too, online. So, this song is sung in different variations at camps across the country, and I think it fits well with what our scripture for today is telling us. We are called to be alive, to be awake, to be alert, and yes, to be enthusiastic as we look for where God shows up this Advent season. So we read our scripture for today as people that are alive, awake, alert, and enthusiastic. We're looking for where God shows up. We're anticipating to find God maybe as a baby swaddled in a manger. And yet we read about suffering and darkness and the world ending. This may not be what we expect to hear. And I would probably say it's not really what we want to hear either. When we go beyond that shock value of what we hear, that core message still rings true. Keep alert. Keep awake. And with that repetition, we know something is happening. We know how the scripture falls on our ears. I wonder how this sounded to those who first heard this gospel. So imagine being in Jerusalem, maybe around the year 95 or so. You're in a small house of a friend listening to this scroll being read. Someone called Mark wrote about the life of Jesus and the things he taught. The Jesus who was crucified about 60 years ago, who died and who rose and lived again. Jesus said he would return. Surely the day will be soon. The temple that everyone worships in was destroyed around the year 70. And I wonder if now would be a really great time for Jesus to return. The Romans destroyed that temple for which so many, it was God's house, the center for religious life, the center of political and economic life, and the destruction of the temple is a crisis of epic proportions. And sitting in that little gathering in that house in Jerusalem, you hear from Mark about suffering, about darkness, and about the world ending. And it may feel like it with the temple being destroyed, but you also hear again and again, keep alert, keep awake. God is not finished. There is something else happening. The destruction of the temple may seem like the world is ending. It is certainly the center of the world at this time. But what does that look like today? The destruction of that temple was in the year 70, and it was a crisis. The sudden change in the way we worship in 2020, we are experiencing a crisis in this pandemic too. COVID-19 may not have destroyed our buildings, but it has taken a toll on our religious lives and what they look like. And honestly, on all parts of our lives, really. Like our gospel reading for today, there is suffering, there is darkness, and it may seem like the end of the world. How do we keep looking for God in the midst of this? Our current modern time of uncertainty. Keep alert. Keep awake, because God is not finished. When we keep alert and keep awake, we live in anticipation of seeing God at work in the world. This is an unprecedented time of pandemic, coupled with the holiday overload that distracts us sometimes from God's story. How can we keep ourselves focused on what God is up to in the world? God turns a cross into resurrection. Where is there new life in Advent? Where we only see death, God redeems for new life. God turns a baby in a manger into salvation for the world. Where do we see that kind of redemption this Advent? Where is mercy, kindness, and justice happening in the world? We can look and listen, hunt and search for where God is at work all we want, because God is at work everywhere in our lives. We just need to be alert and awake enough to notice. The more challenging portion is, how are we called to respond to God's work in the world? What are we called to do in this time that we wait for the incarnation of Christ yet acknowledge that Christ is already among us. Once again, we keep alert. Alert to those who so desperately need to feel the love of Jesus, whose very being hungers to hear the words of acceptance, of forgiveness, of grace, and of mercy. And God can speak through you. Keep alert and keep awake. Amen.
Thank you.
Please rise as you are able. Gathered together as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Lord God, we praise you that you have comforted your people with the promise of a Savior. We praise you that you sent your Son as the sacrifice for us. We praise you that in the fullness of time you will send him again to judge our world with grace and mercy. Open our hearts now to receive our Redeemer. Fill us with gladness as we anticipate his coming again. Make Advent a blessing to us as we welcome our King in faith and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Lord, we don't know what we would do without you. We pray now for a greater trust. Help us to remember your blessings and love for us, and to let go of the worries and struggles we cling to in our lives. It's a hard thing for us to do, O God. We so much want to be in control of our lives. Remind us that you are always there, our Savior, giving us help and strength for all our days. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious, almighty God, as this Advent season begins, we find that we are a people walking in darkness who need your great light. Our world is still full of hurts and illnesses and problems and trials. Bless all those who are sick, those in need, those who are alone or afraid, those who are lost or hungry or poor. Bless all your children, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Finally, gracious God, today we enter a new church year. It is a time to look backward in thankfulness for all you have done in our lives. It is a time to look to our future with hope, knowing that you will be with us. It is a time to look to our present with courage to live our faith. Be with us in all our moments, O God. Help us to live all our moments for you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
Jesus.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, in this simple meal you have set a banquet. Sustain us on the journey. Strengthen us to care for the least of your beloved children. And give us glad and generous hearts as we meet you on the way. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
The sinner.